Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, Pool, P-O-O-L. Date of birth, 4/10/46. Today's 3/21/23. This is a 77-year-old black gentleman with history of schizophrenia, severe intellectual disability, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hepatitis C, Alzheimer's disease, and blindness, period. Patient was found to be in a group home, sitting in a wheelchair. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight, at least 15 to 20% in the past 4 to 6 weeks, period. He's no longer able to walk. He's wheelchair-bound. He's eating about 10 to 15% of his food at this time, period. New paragraph, he recently saw an ophthalmologist who felt like there's nothing they can offer him as far as his blindness is concerned, and he's definitely blind in both eyes. He is now a total ADL dependent and wears a diaper, requires help with feeding, and has become nonverbal, bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Surgical history, no recent surgery. Medical problems as above, along with history of myocardial infarction, history of mitral regurgitation, that was noted a few years ago. Allergy, chloral hydrate, C-H-L-O-R-A-L hydrate. Social, patient never smoked, never drank, has been in state school most of his life, never been married, never has worked. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system, I found patient to be sitting in a wheelchair, stooped over, babbling, nonverbal, with smacking lips and movements consistent with tardive dyskinesia. Decreased appetite, as I mentioned, decreased sleep, agitation. He screamed from time to time and grunts. Period. Medication, carbamazepine, 200 milligram in the morning, 400 in the evening. Namenda, 5 milligram BID. Lasix, 20 milligram a day. Seroquel, 25 milligram in the morning, 50 milligram in the evening. Atenolol, 100 milligram once a day. Crestor, 5 milligram a day. Zoloft, 50 milligram a day. Miralax, 1 scoop a day. Calcium, 2 tablets a day. Losartan, 100 milligram a day. Norvasc, 10 milligram a day. Melatonin for sleep. Patient's family history is not known. Let's see. Review of system as above. Vital signs, review the vital signs indicates patient's blood pressure has been vacillating between 130 and 150, diastolic 70 to 80. Today is 128 over 90. Patient has a febrile heart rate, 88. Heart positive, some positive to lungs, ronchi, abdomen is soft, scaphoid, neck shows severe muscle wasting. Skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting as well, along with temporal area. Assessment, here we have a 76-year-old gentleman with history of Alzheimer's, dementia, end stage, schizophrenia, end stage, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, blindness, hepatitis C. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight recently, has become total ADL dependent, now wears a diaper. He's nonverbal. He's in advanced stages of Alzheimer's. They are looking for a different placement for the patient as where he is now. Patient at one time was seen by his primary care physician and referred to hospice, which it never happened. Nevertheless, patient is an excellent candidate for hospice. Patient and definitely expected to die within 6 months and has had all the and has had primary symptoms as was mentioned above, along with other morbidities that was discussed. Thank you.